Good morning. October is... What do they say? Is that the book, October is a Wicked Month? By the way, this is a shower boo, and I'm going to be talking to you from the comfort of my shower. And it means that there's a good chance that I'll say something that I had no control over. But the point is, October is a Wicked Month. Was that the Jeanette Winterton book, or where does that come from? I can't quite remember. But I might as well say it, because Facebook will reveal it. This is the month of my birthday. Yeah? And in fact, in this household, I'm the next one entitled to have a birthday. And at my age, birthdays are no longer days. They're events, and they spread. And in this case, I think I'm going to regard the rest of October as my birthday. So I'm perfectly happy to receive birthday wishes throughout the rest of the entire month. So you can be as late as you like. I was born on the day Columbus discovered America. I'm really very old. But the month, I have to say, is going terribly well. Terribly well because of a number of different things pulling together at the same time. Dublin Web Summit coming up, and it's all going very well in preparation for that. And I'll be going to that for a few days and meeting lots of people and recording lots of audio. And I'm really looking forward to doing a sort of, 360 degree job on the Dublin Web Summit, in the sense that I'm not just interested in the big noises, the people who are, you know, Robert Scoble and all these famous people I need a list of in front of me to remember their names, the head of Mushy Monsters and various other people like that I'm keen to speak to. But I'm also keen to speak to the unknown people, the people who just are there wondering what the hell it's all about, and how the hell are they going to get anyone to talk to them. And I'm interested in talking to people who went to the web and can compare the web in Paris with the Dublin Web Summit and all that kind of, and even the people who sell coffee to the people who are at the Dublin Web Summit. I'm interested in the effect on the local economy. I'm going to do a kind of a warts and all 360 degree project, and I'm going to love it. And the other thing is that my own new company is going to be launched at the Dublin Web Summit. Well, I'm going to piggyback on the back of the Dublin Web Summit, in the sense that there's going to be nothing on stage, but our web presence will coincide with the Dublin Web Summit, and all of the work that I do at the Dublin Web Summit will be traceable back to the business so it'll be well, I'm going to create a little bit of collateral, really, I suppose. But that's all the job of branding our own business, doing the work from the inside out, and basically the hard work of saying, why does this business exist, and what's its purpose in life? Quite apart from the products and services, which is the easy part in a kind of a way, but to be really, really clear of what foundation is the business built. I mean, just to give you a tiny example of that, last night, for the first time in a few years, I did the Enneagram. Yep, I did the old Enneagram. I'm very familiar with Myers-Briggs. I could talk the hind legs off a donkey in relation to Myers-Briggs. But I've only done the Enneagram. I did the full test one time, and I read a lot of the book once, or a book on the topic. But it's quite a while since I've done the Enneagram. And that actually is quite good for, as a tool for internal teamwork within a group of people bringing a company to market. What's the Enneagram type? But it's also quite good on personal branding, What do you have the capacity to project? Who could you be? And I'm a strong believer that you should be who you are, and you should let your
track record be your calling card, if you like. In other words, you shouldn't put up grandiose claims to be something that you are not. I'm not too bad on the idea that you should push the boundary a little bit. And if you're going to decide, you know, you're going to be really entrepreneurial for the first time in your life, you should call yourself an entrepreneur. That would actually help you to get through to do it. I have to admit that I did that in relation to a number of things in my life. I actually used the name of the role to help me to really get into the role, because it helped me to focus on what I was doing. Oh, my daughter's here. Hello.
Yes.
What's wrong, darling? You're on audiobook now, so be careful what you say.
Rocky.
Pardon?
Did you feed Rocky?
I did not. That's your job. Oh, dear, the life of a father. I tell you that. It can have its moments, you know. And this is only, you know, 7:35 in the morning, right? Yeah. I'm under attack here. Or not so much attack. I'm under critique. Then again, you know, being able to allow people, welcome people, having not necessarily the most positive view of you. And just let them, because they're their views, really. My dear daughter is cross with me, but she's entitled to be cross with me. In a kind of way, that's her business, not really mine. I'm terribly interested, of course, but at least I don't feel cross with myself. And being cross with myself is really... I mean, nothing wrong with being cross with myself, but on the other hand... Okay, I can now say that I am clean, and I didn't have a clue what I was going to say, but I do want to celebrate October, and I can't do it without celebrating MC Fontaine. You know, he knows why, and I won't embarrass him now, here and now, by revealing to the public in all his glory why he's such a great, great person. But he's joined the ranks of the held in the highest esteem in this shower room, I can tell you that, so if he's listening... And I will make sure he listens to it. But I'll have to tell him perhaps to skip all the earlier stuff. But he's over there in the UK, and he is a wonderful person. Most interesting as well, by the way. Generous, that's the word. I sent him a message this morning saying you're a very generous man. So big shout out for MC Fontaine. I could shout out for other people too, but I'm going to just focus on MC Fontaine right now. Thanks a million for listening. Bye.